This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Salida City Council has approved a temporary program that allows local employees to sleep in their cars overnight at a park. It's meant to address the affordable housing shortage there. Councilmember Jane Templeton says they'll be able to respond to concerns brought up by area residents.
It's not going to be perfect. I want the citizenry to know that. We're on the Titanic, and the captain can't run around and ask everybody, what do you think? Should we lower the lifeboats? We have to act.
The city will provide basic amenities like trash pickup, portable toilets, and showers, while the participants will have to prove eligibility and agree to responsibilities like safety and respecting the community. The safe outdoor space is expected to open in June and run through October. Fire crews worked overnight to slow the spread of the Plum Taw fire, burning 7 miles north of Pagosa Springs. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more on the fire, which has grown to nearly 1 square mile.
The wildland fire ignited Tuesday and produced columns of thick smoke as the flames moved through pine and oak trees in the San Juan National Forest. Local, state, and federal crews are working the fire. They brought in multiple rounds of air tankers to help smother the flames, and authorities evacuated residents in the Lost Valley of the San Juans. State health officials are warning people near the fire that smoke could trigger breathing and heart problems, especially among the very young and elderly. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Expect delays along I-25 in southern Colorado. Southbound lanes are closed until 5 p.m. at exit 11 south of Trinidad to make way for bridge construction. Traffic will be diverted along frontage roads. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.